So, Eric, you had some thoughts on our discussion yesterday about reviewing the movie versus reviewing the experience of seeing the movie, right?
Is that what we're talking about? Is that what it boils down to?
You were saying public versus press screening. And,
yeah.
And Peter made this pretty impassioned argument yesterday that the press screenings are just not as enjoyable at Sundance. And just so people know what press screenings are, it's the screenings of only press members as opposed to people of the general public.
Right. See, if we're going to take into what makes a screening more enjoyable, then for me, a public screening means waiting in line longer, bigger crowd, bigger lines for the restrooms, more noise, more crinkling wrappers, more rude audience members. And so overall, a press screening is far more enjoyable for me. Easier to get into, nicer people, generally speaking, more well-behaved people. And still, in many cases, especially here, I'm surrounded by people who I know, who are my friends, and, you know, we enjoy watching movies. And so overall, I find the press screening far more enjoyable than a public screening, if we're talking about the overall experience. As far as the movie goes, definitely there have been times where I've been in a big audience, like for a comedy, and that I thought was funny, and we all laughed, and that makes it sort of a more enjoyable experience, being surrounded by a big audience, also laughing. But watching a terrible comedy that I don't think is funny, being surrounded by people who are howling with laughter, if anything, makes me dislike the movie more. Because I think, who are these idiots? Who are these slack-jawed troglodytes who are laughing at Big Mama's House 2? Or at Dance Flick or whatever? Like, that doesn't make me like the movie anymore because I'm surrounded by people who are laughing at it. It doesn't make me laugh at it.
That's fair enough, I guess. I mean, there is something to be said. Like, I understand what you're saying. And I was telling this to Peter yesterday. Like, we need to review movies in such a way that it's universal. Like, people can read the review and get an idea of how much they will enjoy the movie, or how much we enjoyed the movie,
right.
Regardless of whether we saw it with 5 other people or with 500 other people.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I also think it's impossible to divorce, you know, your opinion of the film from your experience of seeing the film. Like, it's just difficult.
Which is why I prefer not to see it with a huge audience of rude, loud people, because that detracts from the experience.
And I would say it actually enhances the experience. When you're in a screening room of 1,300 people at the Eccles Theater in Sundance, and you're watching the new Duplass Brothers film Cyrus, and everyone's just having a blast, it's awesome. Like, it was a great experience.
And I saw Cyrus at a press screening yesterday that was exactly the same, surrounded by 150 press members who were also laughing and enjoying themselves. I think that there's this idea that somehow that the press, which, by the way, you and Peter are part of, that somehow the press don't enjoy watching movies or something. There's some idea that somehow the public is more fun. But didn't you become a movie writer because you enjoy watching movies?
Oh,
don't we all enjoy watching movies? Like, why would we not enjoy ourselves in a press screening?
You know,
just 'cause we're press.
It's interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I think there's this perception that film critics, capital F, capital C, have seen so many movies that they have lost the ability to enjoy movies at the same level as the general public.
And you're enhancing that perception by putting forth this idea that somehow press screenings are boring and dull and dry, whereas public screenings are the fun ones where you
first
get a better
of all,
sense
I'm not,
of the
movie. First of all, I'm not putting forth that idea, but I am buying into it a little bit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think it's a false something. It's a false something. Because critics, of all the critics I know, all but a few of them, genuinely love movies and genuinely are excited by movies and genuinely love watching movies.
Yeah.
And yes, it's true the critics see more movies than other people and maybe are harder to impress because
exactly.
They've seen it before.
Exactly.
But still, what does that mean? I mean, so if you are one of those people who is a critic and has seen many movies, does that mean you want to be surrounded by people who are more easily impressed? Like, so that maybe they can help you be impressed by it too? Like,
yeah,
what?
No, I know what you're saying. I don't want to argue for, you know, the pleasures of mediocrity. Or not having high standards.
Right.
I don't want to argue for that, but there is something undeniable about... There's something intangible about being... Like, I have a choice between seeing Louis C.K.'s movie today with 150 press or, you know, 500 public people.
Right.
And...
So this will be an experiment, because I'm going to see it at the press screening.
Yeah.
And so let's see which of us enjoyed the movie more and try to pay attention to the audience reaction. Because I bet that the press screening will be just as filled with howling laughter as the public screening will.
All right, we'll see.
We'll see.
I think even just physically having more people there,
well, yeah,
is
exactly.
Actually
a
changes
crowd,
the experience in some way.
Does change it. That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
Anyway, all right. Well, ericbsnyder.com. That's where you can find more.